Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom. Sorry we're getting on a little late today, but I promise you this is going to be a great, great interview. Before we get started, let us open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and honor you for another wonderful day that you have made. Thank you for allowing our guests to be able to come on and just share what they are doing in the kingdom of God. We ask you, Father God, to bless our listening audience as they come on and hear what Ben has to say. We love you. We thank you for this day, and we just honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, guys, we have a special treat for you today. I am so excited. We have got a phenomenal actor on the line, and I'm going to bring him on. I want him to share what he's doing in this upcoming movie. It's called I'm Not Ashamed, and it actually is a movie based on one of the victims that was part of the Columbine shooting years ago. And we all know that was just a horrific thing that happened in history. But I'm telling you, this young lady who they pulled the memoirs from out of this book that she had, she just had an unwavering faith. And so without further ado, I want to bring Ben on and tell you just exactly what, you know, his part in the movie. Ben's been acting since before he could walk. He was in diapers when he appeared in his first national ad campaign. Ben is an athlete, and he was ranked as the nation's top high school decathlete in 2008, and he went on to compete in the Division I track and field in college. His first big film role was as a rookie deputy in the Kendrick Brothers movie Courageous. So without further ado, Ben, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do. And thank you so much for opening up with prayer. It really, really puts a great feel for the interview. It's refreshing to have that.
Well, I tell you, we always do. So if you go back and listen to any of our interviews, we definitely, that is the cornerstone of what this internet radio is all about. It's all about God's kingdom and what he's doing in each and every guest's life. So I am so excited to have you on with us. So kind of tell us, you know, a little bit what's going on with you, because you've got a lot going on. First of all, what attracted you to the film I'm Not Ashamed?
Yeah, I've been really blessed, you know, really since 2011 with Courageous to have some great opportunities to be a part of some films and projects that I believe are really inspiring, that I've enjoyed doing, that have also had great messages, you know, not just on the screen, but post, hearing people react to the movies and how it's changed their lives. So as an actor, when you get an opportunity to take a role like this that I think is so inspiring and so unique, it's something you cannot pass up as an actor. So when I knew that I was going to be up for the part, I did everything I could to make sure I could bring the best performance possible. And I'm Not Ashamed is that kind of project. I mean, it's unique in the sense that, you know, I've been a part of 17 feature films now that I really love, and there's things you enjoy or take from each particular film. But this film, being that it was never intended to be a movie, you know, it's a girl's personal journal and her diary and a dialogue that she shares in another journal with my character that was so unprecedented and inspiring, the way that it was written and the way that it seemed like God was working through her pen in her life, that it was put to film. I knew it was some movie that I really wanted to be a part of.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, what role or what part are you playing in the film?
Well, like I said before, the movie is taken directly from these journals. Actually, each scene, almost I would say 95% of the scenes in the movie are taken from specific entries. Like, you know, she goes to Louisiana, like this happened in my life, this happened on this day, and then you kind of create the scenes about that. But what is also very unique about it is a lot of the dialogue that is told and spoken in the movie is word for word what was spoken between the two people sharing the journal, which was Rachel Scott and Nathan Ballard, and I play Nathan Ballard, and it was the relationship was extremely unique in that they were not just friends at school that, you know, it was popular to be, you know, together at that point or whatever. It was a young man who was on his own, dejected on the streets of Colorado, who, you know, had no family to speak of, and who was in a place in society where no one saw value in him. And Rachel, as a 17-year-old girl, went out of her way to befriend this guy and to love on him and treat him the way Jesus would have us treat others, and began a personal relationship with this guy to help him get on his feet. And they shared a journal back and forth. And it was surreal for me as an actor to not just have a script that I would read, but I also read his and her handwritten journals back and forth to each other to try to understand their relationship and what was going on in these scenes. And it's just a powerful, powerful relationship and story on screen that I'm thrilled to be a part of. You know, as an actor, you usually get the roles where you're the boyfriend or the jock or something like that, but to play a character that is so multi-layered and real was so convicting for me as an actor, because I'm like, I got to do this justice. You know, like, how do I put this guy to screen? It was such a, you know, the blessing kind of relationship to have that I haven't seen, like, right on the paper before. So it was definitely convicting to me, and it was really exciting to be part of.
Wow. Now, we know Columbine was one of the worst tragedies in, you know, American history, but I'm Not Ashamed presents the event with hope. So tell our listening audience why this movie will inspire them.
Yeah, it was handled with such care in that, you know, obviously the story that it's wrapped around in is with Columbine, but sometimes it's through the greatest trials and tribulations that the most inspiring stories are brought to us. And you see that biblically, and you also see that in films about other tragedies, that God can use all things to the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And I think this movie highlights that. It's not really about her death. It's more about her life and the way that the Lord worked in her life to impact those around her. Rachel's story is so unique in that even as a six-year-old girl, she wrote on the back of her dresser that one day she believed God would help her touch the hearts of millions of people. And throughout her story that's chronicled through her journals, you can see the Lord slowly working through her. And it was that it's not just the story of, you know, someone like, I don't know, like Mother Teresa. You're like, oh, there's no way I could be like this person. It's Rachel was just a real girl in real difficult situations that made a lot of mistakes, that you know, had a lot of trials and tribulations. But through those trials and tribulations, the Lord was able to strengthen her faith and her resolve, and she was able to work and influence people around her that I think gave her the courage in those last moments to be able to stand, "I'm not ashamed for Jesus Christ."
I'm the hair is standing up on my arm because I got a chance to read, you know, some of the information that Krista sent to us, who's my production assistant, who does a phenomenal job. But I was just reading it, and it really, 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 really touches your heart. And I believe that's what's going to come about with the audience. Like you said, it's not just a tragedy, but it's about what led up to that to show you that you have to have that faith and that belief in God up until, because you never know when any of our moment might be. Is that true?
Right. Absolutely. And that's the thing with her, too. And it was, you know, in her journals when we all were reading it, preparing me and Mason McClain plays Rachel, like constantly she was one that she just kept writing, like, I'm going to make a difference somehow. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how God's going to use me, but I believe that he is. And, you know, and you can see the way that that burden that was put on her heart was fulfilled. And, you know, it was through tragic events, but I know that it was what Rachel really wanted to do was just affect millions of people. And through her story being retold, millions of people have heard her story and been inspired through it. So it's part of it. And it's even more encouraging for me as an actor, because I believe, like, in our society today, like, movies are so important. That's why you go out of your way to go experience something for 2 hours, and it's amazing. And at its core, you want a movie to be entertaining and inspiring, a movie and to just, you can laugh and cry and connect with somebody. And I'm so thrilled that I believe this movie does it. Like, first and foremost, like, the movie itself is extremely entertaining and fun to watch because that's who Rachel is. But at the same time, you also get moved to tears, but you can see this girl's life transformed through Jesus Christ and the way she works through other people. And it's not just entertaining for those 2 hours, but it can change your life forever, too, if you just go there and enjoy it. And so I'm so thrilled that it's a movie that you can go to be entertained and to enjoy, but to also have a moment of conviction and inspiration, too, at the end of it. So I'm absolutely thrilled that I'm Not Ashamed is going to be coming out tomorrow.
Wow, I'm so excited for you. Now, I was reading earlier, you know, that, you know, you were, you know, you are or were athletes. So what moved you into acting?
Well, you know, sometimes the greatest gifts the Lord will give you are unanswered prayers. And that's kind of what happened to me, because I was a collegiate athlete, and I believed since I was six that my purpose was to go to the Olympics and use that platform to influence people. And as I got to college and had injuries after injuries, you know, I got to a really low point in my life, and I kept praying and, you know, going to church and, like, having elders pray over me, like, for healing, finally, after, like, 2 years of injuries. And after 4 months of that, I got the diagnosis that my shoulder was going to need a potentially career-ending surgery. And I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to be healed there, but I'll do whatever you want, Lord. And I got to a place of complete surrender. And I think it was like a day after the surgery, when I was still in a sling, I got a call from my agent asking if I had time to go on an audition, because normally I had no time to go on audition. And I was like, yeah, I've got 6 months, but my coaches don't care what I'm doing. They're like, well, there's this small church in Albany, Georgia, that's doing this film called Courageous. Maybe you should go audition for it. And I was like, all right. So I trained for that and went down there and booked that role. And the Lord just opened a door that I never could have otherwise. If I hadn't, you know, gone through that pain and suffering and then, you know, a surgery that was absolutely almost unbearable, that I wouldn't have had that opportunity, but I wouldn't have had it any other way. And I, you know, it's great to see how the Lord can work any of those circumstances, you know, to the good. And I believe it also happens in this movie, where you see some tragedy, you see some pain happening, but it's so much hope and it's so inspiring at the end of it.
I love it. Wow. Now tell our listening audience, where are you from? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, but I've moved to Los Angeles 3 years ago. So I've been out here, I live here full-time. My wife and I love it out here, enjoying the sun. And it really is a great environment. There's some terrific people out here. And I feel like definitely the industry is getting more opened up to faith in the arts. And it's great to be out here where you can influence people all around you on a daily basis. And it's been great to also have the other opportunities with these other projects that have come up too. So I really, really enjoyed it out here. And it's also nice having the weather sunny year round too.
I bet it is. Now, if there was someone listening tonight What nuggets would you share with them about hanging in there or staying true to their faith? Share a little bit of your heart and, you know, what God has given you as a vessel in the kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone should be encouraged, and it's also well shown, and I'm not ashamed to realize that the opportunity that God gives you to impact the kingdom and make a difference in this world are all around you. There's so many times in Rachel's writing where it was, you know, just a simple gesture of sitting down at a table with someone who's lonely. And I know in my own life, too, some of the most moments that I'll never forget are those just small moments where someone smiled at me when I was having an awful day, or someone going out of their way to love on me and be like, hey, man, like, are you all right? Let's go hang out. Let's talk. And we have that opportunity every day to impact people around us and to also make a difference. And so often I think we feel like it's just not good enough, or God's not going to use this moment, or maybe we feel embarrassed, like we shouldn't go out of our way to do it. But that's, you know, we're called to love everyone and to step out of our way and do that. And you have no idea how that one gesture can impact someone's life forever, because it's those moments that I remember, and it's those moments in the movie that really make the difference. So I encourage everyone to, you know, it's everyone has a circle of influence around them to do that and to be Jesus to the people here around them. So I'd encourage everyone to do that, because that's what's going to further the kingdom.
Amen. I love it. Now, tell our listening audience how they can contact you, because I heard that you are also a public speaker, so you go around and you speak to youth groups. Kind of give them some contact information to tell them how they can, you know, reach out to you to come to their church or to their youth event or whatever, wherever God places you at or on their heart to bring you to. And also tell us when the movie is also going to be released.
Absolutely, yeah. For any speaking event, I'm with Premier Speakers Bureau. And so if you go to premierspeakersbureau.com, you can find all the information of how to contact my agent and that sort of thing. And that's where I do my bookings for all the events, you know, to speak about any of the movies or anti-bullying or any of those topics that they bring me in to talk about. But, and then as far as contacting me, all my social media stuff is Ben7Davies, just my name with the number 7 between it. And then Ben Davies Actor on Facebook, where I post all my updates and videos. And the movie, I'm Not Ashamed, is coming out in theaters Friday, October 21st. I would please encourage everyone to go see it, not just to hear a great message, because honestly, it is a super inspiring story, but it is so entertaining and refreshing to watch, because that's what the cinema is supposed to be. That's what movies are to be entertained and to enjoy yourself and to be on that roller coaster. So really, just go watch the movie. Have a great time. And I'm not even going to tell you to bring a friend to the first one. I want you to go see it by yourself, and then I want you to judge, okay, did I really love this movie? Did I enjoy it? And I truly believe you'd be like, no, I got to take someone to see this again, because it was that good. So I encourage all you guys to go out and see that thing on Friday, and let me know how it goes. You can post on my social media and let me know what you think.
Amen. Well, guys, don't forget, this is a Ben, and Ben, I want you to spell your last name so they'll get it right.
Yeah, my name is Ben, last name Davies, and that's D-A-V-I-E-S.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing. Now, listen, guys, you guys have got to get out. The movie will be out, you said Friday, Ben?
Yeah, Friday, October 21st. You can get your tickets on Fandango now.
All right, did you guys hear that? So go. And then also, he wants you to post that on his page, that you went out to see it and that you loved it, because we definitely will want to go and support him. And also, Ben, I always ask my guests to close out our show with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you do that for us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Dearly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity to speak to your people, Father, and I pray that you would just continue to move, Father, through this ministry, through this radio station, that you touch the hearts of people all across the United States. Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for this generation. Pray that you just raise us up to live more like you each and every day, Father. I thank you, Lord, for every person that's listening, because it's not a single person is tuning in by accident. And I pray that it would be a blessing to their lives for today, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom citizens, again, we had another fantastic interview with Ben. And, Ben, we thank you. We're going to continue to be praying and lifting you up and the movie as well. And, guys, don't forget Friday, the show, the movie, I'm Not Ashamed is going to be out. So, guys, make sure you go out there and you support this wonderful movie. Ben, we love you. We'll be keeping you in prayer. God bless you, man.
No, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Good night, everybody. Love you.